Hallelujah. Proverbs 23, verse 1. When you sit down to eat with a what?
Ruler.
Consider carefully what is before you. In other words, when you sit down to eat with somebody with authority, consider carefully what is before you and put a knife to your throat. If you are a man or woman given to appetite, do not desire his delicacies, for they are deceptive food. Do not overwork to be rich because of your own understanding. Cease. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings and fly away like an eagle toward heaven. Do not eat the bread of a compromiser. Nor desire his what?
Delicacies.
For as he thinks in his heart, so he is. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. The morsel you have eaten, you will vomit up and waste your pleasant words. Do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. As a man thinks in his heart, so he will manifest. In other words, he will express it, either from his mouth or his desires or his reactions. Because out of the heart, the mouth what?
Speaks.
Amen. Now the heart is the core of all desires. So in this, that's where there's something very vitally important. Because we need to maintain what we call a mindful heart. A what?
A mindful heart.
Hallelujah. That means your heart is filled and your mind is filled with the things of God. Mind fill. Think about it. Mind fill. Hello? Fill your mind. Your heart needs to be filled. And it needs to be paralleled with the thinking. Does everybody get it? Isaiah 26, verse 2 and 3. Open the gates that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter in. So if it's an unrighteous nation, it can't enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah, the Lord is everlasting strength. So you set your mind, in other words, to set your mind, you're focusing. Your mind must be filled with things of God to set your mind on the things of God. Set your mind on Him. When you do that, you have perfect peace. One of the things that we want to also do is be mindful of God's purposes. So we need to fill our mind and our heart with the purposes and desires of God. We need to begin to exchange these out every single day. A mindful heart. How many of y'all know a joyful heart is good medicine?
Amen.
Amen. Well, a joyful heart can't be a joyful heart if it's not filled. It's not filled with the things of God. See, the world can offer you happiness, but can't offer you full, real joy.
Amen.
You know, we have multiple ministries going on. And the Bible tells us that eventually tongues will cease, the word, the gospel will cease. In other words, you won't need it anymore. Why? Because when you get home to heaven, there's only one ministry that's going to be eternal. And that's praise and worship.
Amen.
That's the only ministry that will be eternal. Everything else will fade away. Why? Because we'll be in the Word. Amen. We won't need the gifts of the Spirit because we'll be filled with the Spirit. We'll be all like-minded. There won't be any more spiritual warfare. It'll just be a peace, righteousness, and joy in the Holy Spirit, praising God. Because that is the eternal ministry that has left.
Mm-hmm.
And it will never cease. So what we're doing right in the beginning as we praise and worship the Lord, we're actually manifesting the eternal ministry.
Amen.
Does everybody get it? A mindful heart carries the purposes of God. And it's mind, the mind, the thoughts are aligned with God's words. John 12, verse 27. Even Jesus said, "Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose, I came to do this hour." Jesus carried the purpose of the will of God in his heart the whole time. Of course, he was God. But he was mindful. His whole ministry, his whole life here was mindful of the things of God. Everything was mindful of things. Before you and I got saved, we were only mindful of things of self. Amen. Our mind was full of lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Now that we're born again, we need to maintain our mind filled with God's purposes, his will, his desires. Verse 28, "Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." Therefore the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. They had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." And Jesus answered and said, This voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world has been cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself. What do you mean by lifted up? He was lifted up on the cross. See, Jesus disarmed the powers of darkness. Only on those who are in Christ are walking in authority over darkness. Those who are not in Christ are not walking in authority. And many people say that they are in Christ are not walking in authority because they're not mindful. Their minds are not being filled and their hearts are not being filled with the purposes and desires of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your responsibility, your reasonable service." We should be doing that every single morning. "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind," or renewing of your thoughts, or what we call the refilling of the thoughts of God, the purposes of God. So we need to refill our mind every single day, "that you may prove that what is that good, perfect, and acceptable will of God." Hallelujah. Renew is to be refilled. Be mindful of purposes of God. You just can't go, "Oh Lord, renew my mind today." I mean, be nice. It's a shortcut. You know, you can't cut across the lawn on that one. Romans 8, verse 1. Whose responsibility is to refill your mind and your heart?
And ours.
Hallelujah. Let's speak it. "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." So if you're proclaimed to be a believer and you're walking according to the flesh, there's condemnation. "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in it that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of a sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned it in his flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on what? On the things of the flesh, on the things of the world. So they're mindful of things of the world. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. In other words, they're mindful of things of the heavenly things of the Spirit of God. For to be carnally minded is what? Death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Why? Because they're mindful of things of the world. The cares of the world. Doesn't the Lord tell us, cast our cares upon Him?
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Set our mind on the flesh. Mindful of the things of the world. Set your mind on the Spirit. We're mindful of the things of heaven. Psalm 143. It's the prayer from David. He's asking for guidance and deliverance. Let's speak it. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In your faithfulness, answer me. And in your righteousness, do not enter judgment with your servant. For in your sight, no one is living is what? Righteous. So, listen, David never lost his identity. He recognized himself. It wasn't about being a king or position. It was about being a servant.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Verse 3. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness, like those who have long been dead. Therefore my spirit is overwhelmed within me, and my heart within me is distressed. But I remember the days of old. I meditate. Meditate means focus. So what's he doing? He's refilling his mind. I meditate. I focus on all your works. I muse, like musement. I muse on the work of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. Answer me speedily, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. What was he asking for? Divine intervention to cause him to do the right thing.
Amen.
Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of the uprightness. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake. For your righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul. For I am your servant. He always maintained his identity of who he was.
Amen.
To him, as a servant, God, he was a son and God was his father. Does everybody understand that? As we are today. Such a powerful prayer. Man, anytime you're struggling, that's a powerful prayer to go to. No matter what. It's a prayer of mercy, deliverance, and pleading. Help. Help. Amen? Mark 8:31. And Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. Well, that should have been sufficient for them. Don't worry about it. I'll be back in 3 days. But they didn't get that. He spoke this word openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned around, he looked at all his disciples. And he rebuked Peter, saying, "Get behind me, Satan. For you are not what?
Mindful
of the things of God, but you are mindful of the things of men." Wow. Why? Because Peter didn't get it. Jesus just told him, I'm coming back in 3 days. He wasn't going on vacation. I mean, he could have said that, I'm going on vacation for 3 days. I'm going to go kick the devil's butt. I'm going to take the keys and I'm going to rescue all those of them who missed and are in hell. I'm going to release them and give them an opportunity to come to heaven or paradise. Mindful. We must be mindful. Mindful of what? Things of God and His purpose. Or you'll be mindful of man's. But to have a mindful heart means your heart is in parallel with the thinking. Does everybody get it? Because your heart is the core of all desire. And your heart is your part of your character. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. Beloved, I now write you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by ways of what? Reminder. Stir up your pure thoughts. That you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continued as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willfully forget, that by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world then that existed perished, being flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, don't forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In other words, turn away. We must be mindful of the prophetic words that are pertaining to the last days of time. We must be, in other words, we need to fill our mind with the things that have been prophesied. Everything associated with the last days, because we're in it. And many people are not. So they're walking around in fear and confusion.
Amen.
They're walking around in oppression. In fact, many of them are just walking around with nothing. And when the tragedies and things begin to manifest, they're not going to know what to do, and they won't be prepared. God always warns us. In fact, He's been warning us for years about the last days. I mean, come on, He told these apostles already about the last days. He told Daniel what was going to happen in the last days. So He never lets anything happen without warning.
Amen.
And He releases it to the prophets.
Amen.
Or prophetic words, prophetic insights, so that God's people and children can be prepared. Everything is about being prepared now. So we need to be mindful of all of these things that's going on, but not mindless.
Amen.
Amen. Not granola mind. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. It says, for though we walk in the flesh or in the physical realm, we do not walk war according to physical realm. Amen. For our weapons of our warfare are not physical or carnal, but they are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. In other words, they are spiritual. And what is a stronghold? It's a memory lie. Something that you've agreed with. Something that the enemy still has access to you because you've never shut it down or cast it out. Now, a stronghold always has a spirit attached to it. Verse 5, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So in other words, you can't take dominion The Bible says, submit to God, resist the devil. So you won't be able to resist and take dominion unless you're submitting to God. Amen? In other words, we live in the physical reality, but the fight is spiritual, isn't it? Romans 7, in verse 21. Said something very powerful. He said, I find then a law that is evil. That evil is what?
Present
with me. The one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, my thoughts, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. But with the flesh, the law of sin. So there's war in your members. There's an inner war going on. It's all going on all the time. The only time that it stops is when you bind, blind, mute, and deaf those the old man. When you're being led by the Spirit of God, where your old man is crucified. But he still speaks from the cross of crucifixion. Yo, take me down from here. You know what he's trying to do? He doesn't shut up sometimes. Does everybody understand that?
Yeah.
So look at, not every one of your thoughts is a demon. Most of them is your flesh trying to get them down from the cross. But if you're granola-headed, granola-filled, you're going to think every voice is a demon. And that's not true.
Praise God.
Hello? So don't get granola.
Glory to God.
Is everybody okay on that one?
Amen.
Are you getting it? That's why the Bible says, test the spirits.
Amen.
So you got to, if you're casting down those thoughts and imaginations, hello? Binding your mind to the mind of Christ and your spirit, soul, and body and flesh to the presence of will and desires of Christ Almighty.
Glory to God.
We have the keys now to bind and loose. You can bind your mind to the mind of Christ.
Amen.
But you still got to fill it with the Word. Amen? Remember, what is a mind? It's nothing but a storage unit. Does everybody get that? That's what a mind is. It's a storage unit. That's why it says, be mindful. Fill that storage unit with the purposes of God. Mm-hmm. With the things of God. Romans 12:9. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another. With brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, and continuing steadfastly in prayer. Distributing to the needs of the saints, giving to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things. In other words, it's important that, you know, many people get so disappointed because they set their thoughts on unreachable things. Their requirements, they're praying, oh Lord, this, whatever. It's unreachable. God hasn't even called them to pray that. You know, our prayer should be directed by the Lord.
Amen.
That's why every day you say, Lord, help me pray. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit, help me pray. Mm-hmm. Why? What are you asking for? You're asking to direct your prayer. That's why you have tongues. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, you're praying the perfect will, aren't you? Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves.
Amen.
But rather give place to, rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. In other words, don't fill your heart or mind with unreachable goals. Stay in the promises of God. Amen. I remember this one woman called one day, and I answered the phone, and she went in prayer. She said, I just need you to agree with me. I thought, well, that's a setup. I said, what would you like me to agree with you with? That the Lord will restore my marriage. Well, that's not an unreachable goal. I said, so where's your husband? Well, he's married. I said, so you want him to divorce the woman he's married with? Yes. I said, I didn't agree with that. She got upset with me and hung up. You know what that is actually is? If I was to pray with her and agree with her, that's witchcraft. Why? Because it's not according to God's will. Can you imagine if everybody was praying those things?
Oh, God.
Well, we'd have a lot of problems on this earth. Philippians 4 and verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord
always.
Not when you feel like it, or not when you don't feel like it. Make the choice to rejoice. Hallelujah. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. So when you're joyful, when you're rejoicing, the presence of God is with you. That's why he says, to let people know that the Lord is right there with you all the time, at hand. Be anxious for everything. No, be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, your hearts and your thoughts. Does everybody see that? Remember it says focus. To focus means to meditate. To meditate means to focus. So what are you doing? You're resetting your thoughts. Again, we need to reset every single day. Are you getting this? Are you filling your mind? Colossians 2:16, please. Let no one judge you in food or drink, or regarding the festival or new moon or Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, fleshly part of his thinking, and not holding fast to the head, from whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grows with the increase that is from God. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish with the using according to the commandments and doctrines of men. These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion. False humility and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. In other words, there's no dominion there. No dominion. Fleshly mind, false imaginations. When I first got saved, I wanted to learn so much. I wanted to learn everything. I was so hungry for the Lord that his word was food to me. And somebody told me that there was somebody doing a teaching on the book of Revelation. I said, I want to go. I went. And I wasn't very impressed. And they kept actually giving glory to angels. Giving glory to angels more. And I thought, what the heck is this? And then they were promoting, they had a picture of Jesus. Now, Jesus was a Jew, okay? And in that, at that period of time, I mean, there was multi-colored Jews, skinned Jews, you know? And so anyways, but the picture did not represent anything that I've ever seen before. And so, and then I started speaking about some other things, and so I started sharing with people, I don't think this stuff is right, what they're saying. Because they never brought about the Spirit of God. You know, they would talk about things, but everything was about, it was like somebody that was reading a book and declaring what was in the book with no interpretation of it. And then people started coming up to me and asking me questions. I'm thinking, what the heck? So then I went up and I said, you know, what about getting baptized in the Holy Spirit? And, oh, no, no, no. I said, oh, heck. And then I come to find out they were Seventh-day Adventists. And they were promoting the book of Revelation, but they were not teaching it correctly at all. And I was a baby in Christ, but I had the Holy Spirit who guides me to all truth.
Amen.
I knew more than what they did.
Recruiting.
And I said, Lord, how? Because the Lord told me to go. And I had to stay there. And so every time I went there, it was like twice a week, every time after class, I would correct everything. And I'd always raise my hand to ask a question. They wouldn't answer me. They wouldn't call up on me. So then after class, people would get around me, and I'd have a group right there, and we'd be talking about what was what and what was on this and that, whatever. Finally, I forgot what it was. I got a call from New York, and the Lord said I didn't have to go back. I said, oh, God, thank you. But, you know, I was so thirsty and hungry for more, but I wasn't being fed. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, because it wasn't taught by the anointing. It was taught by the carnal mind. And it's totally different when that happens.
Amen.
And we begin to discern more about, is it feeding my spirit? Is it feeding my ego?
Amen.
Hello. There's a difference. Remember, carnal knowledge will puff you up. Spiritual revelation knowledge will humble you. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Okay, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, your thoughts. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not conform in yourselves to former lusts as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all of your conduct. Because it is written, be holy for I am holy. And if you call on the Father who, without partiality, judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, reverence, and honor and respect to God. That's called the fear of the Lord. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, like silver or gold, from your aimless conduct received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Jesus, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope is in God. We need to put a guard around our thoughts. We need to constantly refill. Amen? Mindful. Refill every day. Mindful. Hang around with people that talk more about God than themselves.
Amen.
Hello? And I'm going to close at 1 Peter chapter 4. You know, we may live in this world, but we're not of this world.
Amen.
I mean, the reason why people become more like the world again is because they're not keeping their minds full of the things of God.
Amen.
And they become wearisome, fearful, and everything else. Oppressed. I shared last time, oppression is a silent killer. It's a silent killer to humanity. People committing suicide. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1, let's speak it. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same way, mind, way of thinking. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason the gospel was preached also to those who are what?
Dead.
That they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another, without grumbling. As each one has received the gift, minister to one another, as God's good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him minister to with the ability which God supplies. That in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Help us to be mindful of heavenly things and be mindless of earthly things, because we live from the future, not from the past. And we thank you, Lord, that we're not of this world, even though we're in this world. So we walk according to the things according to the Spirit, that we may be led and not misled. And the anointing will teach us all things through Christ in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And everybody said, Amen.